Our text for this morning is the Old Testament lesson for today. It picks up where the last reading, I believe, from the Old Testament left off a week or so ago. It's from the book of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. We read beginning at the 17th verse. Now it came about after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick. And his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death." He said to her, "Give me your son." Then he took him from her bosom and carried him up to the upper room where he was living and laid him on his own bed. He called to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, have you also brought calamity to the widow with whom I am staying by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and called to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray you, let this child's life return to him." The Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child returned to him, and he revived. Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." We have before us something that is so very typical. Scene played out many times, even in our own lives. You'll recall the story, of course, where this picks up. It's a time of drought in Israel. In that whole region. And there was very little food, and Elijah was on the run, and he came to this widow who had a son, and that was it. Just the two of them. And she was, when Elijah arrived, you'll recall, getting ready to use the last of her flour and oil to make one last bit of bread for her and her son to eat. In fact, she told that to Elijah, "I'm going to make this, and then we're going to go and we're going to die." And Elijah said, "Well, first, make some bread for me. Then, feed yourself and your son." And the woman did that, and of course you remember the flour and the oil never ran out. She always had enough, and they lived through the famine. Elijah had saved their lives. But now after that, miracle. The woman's son becomes sick. Sick to the point of death. He died. There was no breath left in him. And the widow, who had enjoyed the results of Elijah's miracle prior, in him giving her that life-giving food, now with her son dead, comes to him and says, "You've come to bring my iniquity to remembrance and put my son to death. What are you, came to kill us? You came to kill my son?" How typical is that, huh? So very typical. The minute her son gets ill, she turns on the one who had given them life. It's typical because that's the way things so often play out in day-to-day living. Everything is fine, you see, in friendships, in relationships, as long as things are done and things are said in the way that I want them done and said. The moment someone says or does something that we don't like, that we don't approve of, that doesn't go our way, Well, then it starts, doesn't it? The cold shoulders, the arguments, the bad mouthing. It is so very, very typical how this widow acted in our text. And in the church, well, my goodness, it's that way there too. As long as the pastor says and does things that I approve of, everything's fine. But let him say something I don't like, let him do something I don't like, and look out. The gossip mill begins, the bad mouthing begins. So, so very typical. Same thing with the people sitting next to you in the pews this morning. Everything's fine as long as they say and do things that I approve of, that I'm comfortable with. But let them do something I don't like. Let them say something I don't like. Well, then it starts, does it not? So, so very typical. It happened with the widow. It happens so very often in our day and age. And what's the usual reaction when the typical happens? We already mentioned a couple of them. Bad mouthing begins. Cold shoulders start. Cutting off of communication starts. The minute any disagreement arises, we don't really want to have much to do with the other individual, no matter who he or she is. It happened with the widow, and it happens in our day and age also. She lashed out at Elijah and ultimately God himself. We heard in the reading from Isaiah 65 this morning, one of the Old Testament readings for today, we heard how the people were treating God and how God reacted to that. They're like a fire in my nostrils, he says. Typical? How should Elijah react? I guess that's a good question for us to ask. How should Elijah react? If we were writing this story, how would we have him react? If we put reflections of ourselves in here, we know how he would react. Well, Alpha, you ungrateful thing, you. I gave you all of these extra days of life, and this is how you treat me? Look what I've done for you. And now you're going to try to take me down because something happened you didn't like? Yeah, that's the typical. That's how I would react. Truthfully, it's probably how you would react too. But not Elijah. Elijah is a prophet of God. And Elijah knows that in his life, his life is a very reflection of God himself. And so Elijah reacts in a very, very untypical way. Because this is how God would do it. He does not act in the same manner as the widow. He does not lash out at her. He does not accuse her. He does not condemn her in any way, shape, or form. What he does is he acts in a very loving and gracious way. He intercedes between her and God. And the end result is once again life for her son. How could Elijah do that? Because that's the way God acts. Each and every time we act in a typical way with Him, get angry with Him when something doesn't go our way, when something happens we don't want, get angry with Him when we perceive He has not answered our prayers, He is being deaf to our calls, He in return acts in grace toward us, remembers His love, His covenant which He made through His Son Jesus Christ with us. And each and every time we do that, He forgives. He welcomes us back. He calls us to return to His family and welcomes us with open arms. So very untypical. And I suppose this right here is the reason why so many people rebel against the gospel. They act in typical ways. They claim their rights. They claim what they deserve, how they deserve to be treated. And their reaction is to shun and to block out. Not so with God. This is why the gospel has difficulty getting a foothold in many lives. Because pure and simple, it is just too good to be true. We have before us, in this story, the typical and the untypical. We take comfort in the most untypical acts of God in the face of our typical activity. Amen.